Invitation written in there, place to sit. Okay, you say you're ready to roll, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me find the petitions here. Petition. And... 8, 5, 8, 12, 6, 2. Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the City of Ocala, October 31st, 2013, Code Enforcement Special Magistrate Hearings. I have reviewed the minutes as prepared by the Secretary of the prior meeting, and they are approved. Is the agenda to be amended from the form that I was given here this morning?
We don't have additions or deletions to report to you.
Okay, I think we need to swear in the officers that will be testifying, please.
You swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay. I understand we want to handle the petitions for fine reduction first.
Yes, sir. I report that we do not have any complied or stipulated cases to report to you this morning. And good morning. My name is Charles Rich from the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been the code enforcement manager for more than 5 years. I have 30 years law enforcement experience. If it pleases the magistrate, I'll be presenting the cases this morning. We would like to go, because we have representation here, to the page 6 of the docket, petition to request reduction of penalty.
Okay, as I understand it, there's 4 cases, all from Mr. Hightower.
Yes, sir.
The fourth of which is on the top of page 7.
We do, and what I would do is like to just read the case numbers into the record.
Okay.
CON090858, CON101262, CON121806, and CON130759. The city has reviewed this petition and would agree to accept their settlement of payment of hard cost. I don't know that that is the actual number that's included in their representation.
The petition says, if I recall correctly, $1,900.
Yes, sir.
$1,903.31.
And we would, of course, like to be afforded the chance to calculate that all out and make sure that that's correct, but we would stipulate to their consideration.
General theory, anyway. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Hightower.
I think what happened here for them is, and I'll let them speak, that they inherited the situation. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hightower, come on up. You'll be sworn, please, sir.
You swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And if you could just state your name and address for the record.
My name is John Hightower. I see it's 4011 South, 147th Place. I came here trying to get this straight because...
Welcome to the world of tax deed sales.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome to the world of tax deed sales.
Thank you. I need it because this guy, I've been here a year before I really applied to just go on for the tax sale. I couldn't find no information. Everybody asked, go down and went to the city hall here, this up here. When I got there, they must have been on the sale, so I wanted no information. Mm-hmm. So I decided to go like a pig in the sack and bid on something. So when I bid it on something, I didn't know that it was all the extras on there came to $32,000.
Yeah.
I've been over there, cut the grass, got there, got a lot of information. People glad me to come to make that whole neighborhood look better. And but the question I have now, I can fix it, but I can't afford to pay no $32,000.
Okay. Do I gather that the property is now in compliance?
That's what we've been told.
Okay.
We have not conducted a re-inspection.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Hightower, based on the city's concessions, I would grant your petition for relief down to the hard costs. I would forewarn you that the 1,903.31 may be somewhat wrong. I don't know. But I will enter an order in the next few days that reduces your obligation down to whatever their hard costs are, probably in the area of $1,900.
I can do that.
Okay, and I will grant you 30 days in which to pay
it. I can do that. Within, I can do it next week.
Okay, and if it doesn't get paid, it goes back up to the $32,000.
So no, I'm
I just want you to know the consequences of missing the 30 days, okay?
I'm paying next week. Don't worry about that.
Okay, and let me make sure of one thing. You said your name was John Hightower. The petition says Herbert. Is that?
It's John Herbert Hightower.
Okay, and that's why the J's in the middle, huh? Okay, I got you. Okay, well, I'm going to enter an order granting this petition down to hard costs and 30 days in which to pay.
Okay, what can I bring the money to here?
Okay, to this nice lady in the code office, which is up on the second floor of the utility building behind us.
Okay.
I
know where that is.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming by.
Please, magistrate, I'm standing by to see. We do have another person here today, COM 13-1399. That's on page 4 of the docket.
And I'm writing out the order on Mr. Hightower. Okay, what do I have got now?
Page 4 of the docket, COM 13-1399. Willa Simmons, a location of 1602 Northeast 17th Court. This is a case that was initiated by Officer Dan Baker and followed up by Officer Lorraine Kennedy. For violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. Section 34-121, definition of a dangerous abandoned and derelict vehicle, and Section 34-122, abandoned or derelict vehicle on the property. I believe we've cured that particular violation. That violation, the city would respectfully request to be dismissed at this moment.
The vehicle one?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The parcel ID is 2648-003-15. Legal service was obtained 8/9/2013 for the notice of violation and 8/21/2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 8/21/2013 for the notice of hearing. And as part of your presentation, we've included photographs of the condition of the property as observed by the code officer on the dates that the photographs were taken. And the summary of findings are that Officer Dan Baker responded to this location due to neighbors' complaints, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it contained junk and debris and has an abandoned or derelict vehicle, which has since been cured. Officer Kennedy took the case over, and all of the attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violation of Section 3495 remains. Staff has a recommendation, and I would like to read that into the record at this time.
Please.
The recommendation be find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and order to 1. Cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2. Remove all, I'm gonna, as a friendly amendment, take out item, that particular item, because it's been cured as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
2. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to Duneworth utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. As part of the additional testimony in this case, I would point out this is the second case we have this location this year. I'd also point out that the persons living in the home are extremely belligerent and uncooperative with code enforcement.
Are they tenants?
That's my impression. Officer Kenny is prepared to answer any additional questions that you may have. And We do have representation here.
Okay. And I've just gotten down to the photographs. Let me take a look at those. Okay. Do I correctly assume from the photos I'm looking at that the violation that is alleged is a junk violation, not a weeds violation?
Correct. At this point.
Okay. Because the lawn looks mowed.
Yes, sir.
In the first of the photos, we have this trailer bulging at the seams with stuff, and stuff on the driveway outside of the garage.
Correct. And what we're being told is that there's routine deliveries of junk items to this property, and this is the second case, of course, that we've had this year with that.
Okay.
We did achieve some success, but in the end, we still have, and I see now that you're missing one photograph.
I said, looking at the last photo, everything seems to have been moved into the garage for the most part.
Most part of it is, there is some on the...
on the right-hand side of the garage door.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And we do have another photograph that's not currently in here that did show some chair and things of that nature that were still on the property.
That's sort of an imagination at this point. Okay. Well, based on the photos I have, I'll proceed. Okay. If this is the second time to this situation this year, why is this not a repeat violation?
This is the first time we've brought them to the magistrate for
okay.
an order.
Okay. All right.
In this
so they
case.
Cleaned up the other time. Okay. Okay. Ms. Simmons, come on up and talk with us. Please be sworn in and tell us your name and address.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Willis Simmons, 7800 Southwest 19th Place.
Okay, Ms. Simmons, what do you have to say about this situation?
Okay. I had to follow a procedure to have these tenants evicted.
Okay.
Okay, my first, and it's been a long, drawn-out procedure.
Okay, have you got them out now?
Yes, up until like today when they're... I'm supposed to be able to take possession today.
Have you driven by in the last day?
Today was the day that the sheriff goes out with me and takes possession of the property.
Okay. Do you think they're going to still be there?
Oh, yes. I started this procedure August the 6th.
Okay.
And I had to go through all these steps.
Sure.
And last week, they got an extra month. They were supposed to have been out, according to the judge, September the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got an extra month because they've drug it out.
Okay. So
they were waiting for me to go back to the court, pay $90, and this last step that wasn't on my paper I didn't know about. So I went back and paid the $90 last Thursday. This is like, I guess, to the sheriff. But anyway,
it's probably the sheriff.
I got a letter from court saying that today I'm supposed to take possession of the property.
Okay. Do you have an appointment with the sheriff's department to meet them?
They haven't called yet. I just got the letter yesterday.
Okay. Well, you need to follow up with them because the chances of them just appearing in front of your property.
I rented this property. I didn't realize this man had I knew he had a business in Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out these abandoned homes. I didn't know he was going to try to have a permanent yard sale.
You were the branch office.
And I can't blame the neighbors. I mean, I didn't want to walk out, and. It was my fault. I really didn't check them out when I rented the house. They were the only third tenants I had in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, three adults, be able to keep it up. But two of them's trying to get on disability, and then the man, he just sells his junk.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's where the problem all came in. But he, he went this route before. That's how come that even though the judge ordered them to be out on September the 30th, it didn't mean anything because they'd been there another month. In the home.
I'm sorry, in the staff recommendation, what kind of time period were you recommending?
14 days.
This is going to be a winner, an all up or all down deal is what it's going to be, because either she's going to go there and something's going to happen that removes them from the property.
I think it's going to be happening real soon.
You think so?
Yeah, if they've got the sheriff going out there with her, they'll tell her, they'll tell them to pick their things up and leave now. But problem's going to be, in my opinion, that they have that whole garage filled with junk and debris.
I'm sure that the tenant views it as a valuable collectible structure.
Yeah, I think based upon the respondent's testimony, I think that we obviously getting cooperation from her.
Got her attention.
We're not getting cooperation from is the tenant as well, as she is.
Yeah, I think I would adopt the staff's recommendation with a modification of 30-day compliance date.
That certainly seems reasonable to say.
Okay. Ma'am, here's kind of the drill. Right now, you're on a 30-day string to get this cleaned up, okay? When you do have it cleaned up, get in touch with the code people and tell them you've got it cleaned up, because they don't just magically know that you've completed the process, okay? And once you get them out there and they inspect and they find it to be in compliance, then your problems are pretty well handled. Okay. If this runs out past 30 days, a daily fine will begin. But depending upon the reasons for that fine beginning to run, I mean, for instance, if it just takes two or three tries, or the sheriff gives them another week, or, you know, God knows what can happen out there, we'll probably give you relief from any fine that does accrue, okay? On the other hand, if the reason the fine is running, the daily fine is running, is because you just didn't get out there to do it, then we got a different conversation. So just know that the world has not come to an end in 30 days, that we're perfectly willing to talk with you after the event. But to avoid the daily fines, you do need to get them out and cleaned up within the 30-day window, okay?
And if please, Ashley, I'd like to give her
That means she knows how to find
business card, so that you can stay in touch with her. And she, you know, when you have them out or whatnot, you can give her a call and let her know. And that way, we can preclude any.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Okay. For what it's worth, on the record, I own an office building that's about six blocks from this. Doesn't make a difference to me one way or another. But I just thought, let's tell everybody. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate your hard work.
It's been work trying to, you know, get them out.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this final judgment for possession should do it.
You would think so.
Yeah.
That's the object.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck with the Sheriff's Department. But if I were you, I would call their Civil Bureau and make sure that they're on program.
Okay.
The Office of the Civil Bureau is, let me think about the new modification of the courthouse. When you're...
I think if she calls the 732-8181, they can connect her across.
Okay. But what you need is you need the Sheriff's Civil Bureau, because that's where executable civil writs are administered from. Okay? Yeah, call in the jail or something like that. It's the whole wrong department. You need to find the Civil Bureau, okay?
Do you want me to write that number down for you? I'm going to put it on the album like this.
Well, that's nice.
Good luck, Ms. Simmons. Have at it. Okay, what else?
That'll bring us to page 2 of the docket, CO 13-1285. That's the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Elizabeth John Redden and Wells Fargo Bank. A location at 4620 Northeast 12th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 34-141 through 145, property registration and maintenance requirements for properties in default. The parcel ID is 2720-005-019. Legal service and posting have been obtained, as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We also have provided you with a copy of the list pendants. And the summary of findings are that Officer Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed that the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Work by Officer Kennedy enabled the overgrown violation to be cleared up. However, the bank has not complied with the registration requirements. All attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation of property registration remains.
Okay,
staff.
So is that the only violation we have at this point?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
and staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We've included photographs of the property and the current condition of the property at the end of your presentation, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Well, for what it's worth, I don't have the staff recommendations on my agenda.
I'll read it into the record if you'd like.
Okay.
Staff recommendation, find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 34-141 through 145, and order them to, one, register the property as required by the Property Registration and Maintenance Ordinance, and two, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed with all within 14 days, failing which, a fine of $50 per day and the unpaid fine to accrue and result as a lien against the property. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the City Attorney's Office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay, under our registration code, I know it's an obligation of the lender register the property. Does the owner have an obligation to register the property?
The owner does not have an obligation.
Okay, so the only one we would be finding in violation would be Wells Fargo.
Correct. The reason why we put the owner in there is because
it's the original violation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, gotcha.
And because we're required under 162 if they're still listed in
sure,
the property
give
appraiser,
notice.
Tax appraiser. So we've given them notice.
Okay.
But I think our general rule is that we let them know, listen, this is the bank's requirement. And
sure. You know, you would think Wells Fargo would have gotten a drift of this ordinance by now.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes
they
choose
don't.
Not to.
I don't know.
Your orders do assist.
I hope so. Let me just get down to your photos here. Yeah, I got a little grass growing there. And other various things. Okay, I'm going to adopt the staff order proposal as to Wells Fargo. I'll dismiss Elizabeth and John Redden from the case.
Very good. That'll bring us to the top of page 3 of your docket today. C-113-1298, the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Paradise One Investments LLC. A location of 211 Northeast 13th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 26270-001-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary of findings are that Officer Kennedy located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken action to correct the violation, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has prepared a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We've also included photographs of the current condition of the property. Mm-hmm. Officer Kennedy is prepared to testify in this case, and I would point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondent here.
Okay. Paradise One.
Looks like they took your notices, though, didn't they?
Okay, so these folks bought it from Mellon Bank after a foreclosure. Okay, I'm almost down to your photos. What's with the bus?
That looks like it's on the property next door.
Oh, is that next door? Oh, okay.
Probably shouldn't be there. But I don't know what the zoning is here.
Okay, I just was curious. And is the property, this is a residence, this tan colored building with the white panels on the windows?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I'll adopt the staff recommendations, find the violation exists.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 3 of your docket this morning. C-113-1314, City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Jill Costello and Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. The violation location is 1421 Northeast 26th Lane, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495. 34143, 82181, and 82182. The parcel ID is 24469-000-18. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your documentation. And as part of the additional correspondence, we've included a copy of the lease pendants and a current property registration.
Okay.
In this case, Wells Fargo did register the property. They just did not follow the requirements of the registration. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is damaged due to its insecure condition and the possibility of transit and neighborhood children activity at the location.
Okay.
Further investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of this neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a copy of the staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We have also included photographs.
I just am getting to the photos. Okay, there we go.
Of the property?
A little rough. Boy, it is kind of standing open. Is that the garage door open?
That's what it appears.
Looks open.
Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have. We believe that the house is, you know, unsecured too. As you work through the photographs, you'll...
Looks like they did something with the pool, or the city did, one or the other.
Yeah, this was the bank that did
the
this.
The bank that did that?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now, our only violation on my agenda is the weeds and accumulation of trash. Is there also a citation for failure to register?
Yeah, we do have 3495. We don't have failure to register. They did.
Oh, Costello. I'm sorry. My eyeballs are one too high. I got you.
All right.
I got you. Dangerous building declared.
And that's for the security of the structure itself.
Okay, so we're not going in and demoing this thing.
No, sir, we would not like, we're not requesting
that. Okay, all right. Okay, I find the violations exist and adopt the staff recommendation.
That will bring us to the bottom of page 3 of the docket this morning, CUN 13-15-26. The City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Lester Still and U.S. Bank National Association. A location of 1420 Northeast 22nd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 24428-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your documentation. We've also included a copy of the list pendants in this situation. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Kennedy added the bank to the case. Further investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violations, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has included photographs of the current condition of the property.
I think you've got a grass violation there.
Yes, sir. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have, and would point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondents here this morning.
Can't say with certainty, but it sure looks like that car is standing open.
Maybe a carport, huh?
Yeah, well, it's got a wall. It's not a traditional carport.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe somebody took the garage door.
That's entirely possible, too. It does have aluminum in it. Okay, I'll find the violations exist and adopt the staff recommendations.
That'll bring us to page 4 of the docket, and I would point out that we handled the first case at the top earlier. So that'll bring us to the middle of the page.
1481.
That's page 4 of the docket, and it's COM 13-1481. The City of Ocala, Officer Dan Baker, and Officer Lorraine Kennedy, I believe, did this one too as well. Was it you or Dwayne that did it? Was you? Yeah, Officer Dwayne Thomas handled this. The City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker and Dwayne Thomas versus Carolyn Munnerlin. Munnerlin? A location of 2202 Southwest 4th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3032, Enforcement, and 3035, Assessment of False Alarm Fees. The parcel ID is 2260-175-011. Certified mail was returned for the NOV, and we did receive service on the notice of hearing. We posted the property, and we've included as part of the additional correspondence in this case the PD call service sheet for the
$75
the
charges, yeah.
Right, and the finance invoice that was sent to them. The summary of findings, Officer Dan Baker received this complaint from the finance division of the city, of advising that the respondent has outstanding alarm fees, which they have not paid in violation of the code. Officer Baker responded to the location and sent word for them to contact him concerning the incident, and Officer Baker was never contacted by the respondent and sent the notice of violation.
Okay, so we're strictly down to not paying alarm fees.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which,
Mrs.
Munnerlin, if you recall, was a task that you inherited a couple years ago because the city was not getting sufficient response from the private company that was hired to collect.
Mrs. Munnerlin accidentally pressed the panic button on her key fob.
And some of those would be excused.
Yeah. So it's at the house, which looks like a civilized sort of place, appears to have been occupied.
Right. And she did pay one of the fees, and she, you know, apparently made an arrangement to pay the other, but she never followed through.
Had an answering machine operating a year ago. And the April of 2012. Do you know if there's anybody living in the house now?
Officer Thomas would have to answer that.
It appeared to be vacant.
Okay. Okay, I'll find the violation occurred and impose some fine in accordance with staff recommendations.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the docket this morning. COM 13-1158. The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring and Dwayne Thomas versus Ed Rushing. The 1900 block of Northwest 4th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 22668-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of the presentation. And a summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it's overgrown. Officer Dwayne Thomas has taken over this case. An additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violation. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. We've included photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have. I will point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondent here this morning.
Okay, these folks have owned this property since 86, okay, so they're not recent arrivals.
Seen this one before, too. I think this is the first time we brought them to the magistrate.
Now, are we talking about the vacant lot?
Adjacent to.
Are we talking about the house next door?
We're talking about the vacant lot adjacent to the house. It's within 300 feet of the other structure.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the top of page 4 of the docket this morning. CUN 13-12-18, the City of Ocala and Officer Matthew Leibfried versus Carrie Bellinger, a location of 1808 Southeast Lake Weir Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of section 3495. The parcel ID is 2920-011-001. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of the documentation. And the summary of staff findings are that Officer Leibfried responded to this location due to citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it has junk and debris. Additional investigation by Officer Leibfried revealed that the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violation. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondents here. Officer Leibfried is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay.
And we've included photographs of the current condition of the property.
1287. So weeds are our only...
The weeds and the junk and debris from the tree.
Yeah, that's a mess. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trampolines out.
Well, we had a little storm, didn't we?
It's a mess.
And the case number check is 1287, not 1218.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize for the record. CUN 13-12-87.
Yeah, I figured that out. Yeah. Is this structure occupied?
No, it's not.
Wow. It's not a horrible place. Let me just look at one other thing here. Title was apparently acquired under a final judgment, I presume, of foreclosure. In 06. And the owner's address is the same as the situs of the parcel. And in 2012 had a homestead, but then lost its homestead. No, didn't have a homestead in 10 and 11, but got a homestead in 12. Wow. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
Cool.
That's weird.
Oh, I see. That'll bring us to the next item on the agenda this morning, CUN 13-1342, which I don't have a page. CUN 13-1342, has that been removed?
Like a pool and mortgage foreclosure.
Yes, sir. This is the City of Ocala and Officer Matthew Leibfried versus Deutsche Bank as trustee for GSAMP. I have no idea what that is. The location is 1344 Southeast 18th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 3432, 3495, and 34141 through 145. The parcel ID is 29167-000-00. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We've also included a copy of the less pendants, final judgment, and we would require property registration. The summary of findings that Officer Matt Lightfried responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Lightfried added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Lightfried to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. We have also included photographs of the current condition of the property. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation by the respondents here, and Officer Lightfried is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
So I gather from what I'm seeing here on the property appraiser's record that the foreclosure has gone through and the bank reacquired title.
That's what we're seeing.
Owen to Caban, Caban, 97.
What's a big house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've been working on this one with the bank since July and still nothing. Every neighbor has a sinkhole in the southeast.
I'm getting there.
Take your time, please.
Appears to have once been a nice residence.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay, I find the violations exist and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 5 of the docket, CO 13-1478. The City of Ocala and Officer Matt Lightfried versus Janet Lynn Brown Wells and SunTrust Mortgage, Inc., a location of 4224 Southeast 11th Place, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3432, 3495, 34143, 825.12, and
825.13.
Doesn't get any better with this one, Mr.
Trill. I'm getting there.
The parcel ID is 2956-003-008. Legal service was obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And we've also included a copy of the less pendants final judgment and the current property registration. And of course, a copy of the Secretary of State information from Sunbiz, I guess. Virginia Sunbiz. The Virginia equivalent of Sunbiz. The summary of findings that Officer Lightfried initially responded to this location due to a neighbor's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation revealed the property is in foreclosure, and Officer Lightfried added the bank to the case. All attempts by Officer Lightfried to have the respondents correct all the violations have not been successful, and the violations remain. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2. Staff has also included a copy of all the photographs of the current condition of the property as it sits out there now. Officer Lightfried is prepared to answer any questions. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation concerning this case here this morning.
And there was supposed to be a foreclosure sale on September 18th, 2013. Do you know if that happened?
I do not have an independent recollection of it. It's not getting any better in the last 30 days. You would think it would have if somebody bought it.
Well, if they had the sale on the 15th, the title doesn't pass till 10 days after the sale. So they've had it
30 days,
more or less. Yeah. They'll wake up.
Maybe you'll help them. Believe it or not, SunTrust is not one of our more cooperative banks working with the foreclosure.
It's now operated out of Georgia. Okay, somebody's fixed the pool. No, it's kind of rotten, too.
Yes, sir, it's not properly.
I got it. Somebody tried.
It's got water collections, and the barrier has now
collapsed.
It's
pretty shot, yeah. Here's your clue. Let me back up a little bit. Liz Pendens was filed in July of 2010. So this thing has been sitting in a foreclosure mode for over 3 years.
Astonishing.
God, I wish they would pay me to go foreclose these things for me. We do them in 6 months.
That just goes to show you it can be done.
It can be done. You just got to be willing to put in the effort. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
I will point out to the magistrate that we've handled the cases on page 6 and 7 to the exclusion of the request for parking violation hearings, which are in the middle.
Okay.
So if we could jump to that.
Yeah, I saw that. Ms. Timmerick seems to think that the citation was improperly issued or should be rescinded or something. What's the basis of that logic?
And the officer agrees and has requested for the citation to be dismissed.
Okay.
In fact, the officer is the one that filled out the petition. This was PRK 130486, a case by Officer Richard Simon of the City of Ocala Police Department. Location of the 3400 block of East State Road 40, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The city would agree with the request for
I've entered that order. Okay.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 7 of the docket.
Hearings. Okay.
Old business. I would represent to the magistrate that we would respectfully request this as run as a consent agenda item for non-compliance.
Okay.
On CON 13-1034, CON 13-1378, CON 13-1382, I would indicate to the magistrate that all of these cases are in non-compliance. We have an affidavit in the case file indicating such, and respectfully request an order to proceed with previous board orders.
Orders to proceed per prior orders will be entered.
Having said that, the city would respectfully request the motion to enter all of the testimony, evidence, and presentations made this morning into the record.
So done.
And the city rests.
Yep. Okay. Unless somebody shows some other reason, we adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, done. That was quick. You guys have been sitting up there in the office drinking coffee for the last month.
Well, we start out with quite a few more cases here than